explained in the Tanakh, in the Bible, and that's how certainly the Jews saw the exile of Bavel, and that is how the Talmud, to a great extent, viewed the exile after the destruction of the temple by the Romans in the first century. It was a punishment for sins. An exile of 70 years, it can be understood as being a punishment for sins. An exile of 300 years, of 500 years. But they reached a point in the exile when that explanation was no longer sufficient, for, at least for the masses of Jewish thought. Because after all, what was the sin of the Jewish people that was so great that it required such a long and bloody and painful exile? And an exile that seemingly had no end, that was not going anywhere. And to say that the Jewish people were sinners, it may very well be that we are. But if we look at the rest of the nations of the world and at their behavior, and if we compare ourselves, lahavdil, to other religions, it is difficult to put us at the bottom of the ladder. The Jewish people are not found to be that wanting morally or spiritually. In fact, we'll see all of this expressed later, expressed in words, by great Hasidic masters especially. The famous story of the Berditcheva Rebbe's Din Torah with the Rabbona Shalom. That the God himself, Kaviyochel, is called to the bar of justice to explain these unfair circumstances of history. And the popularity of Kabbalah, and especially of Dari's Kabbalah, lay in the fact that it began to give answers to these problems, or to this problem, which is the central problem, the core problem of Jewish history, is why are the Jewish people so persecuted, so downtrodden, so imprisoned? And what purpose does it accomplish? I mean, that's the underlying question. The underlying question is, in the famous words of the Kotzker, the famous Rebbe of Kotzk is reputed to have said to God that he might as well send the Messiah now because the Jewish people are not going to get any better. So if, you know, there's no use waiting, better send them now. That the besser v'chinid zayin. And that, again, whether the Kotzker said it or not, is immaterial. But the expression of that thought is an expression of the thought of the Jewish people. I mean, so it'll be another 100 years in exile. So will it be better? Are we better off? Are we a better people now after Hitler? If the exile would have ended 100 years ago. What has the last 100 years wrought to improve us spiritually, to improve the world spiritually? I think all of us in hindsight would say that the world was better off 100 years ago than it is today. Was closer to redemption, so to speak. So then what is the purpose? Who needs all of this? Lest I sound too blasphemous, I'm merely raising the issue which gnawed and continues to gnaw at all Jewish thought. All Jewish thought is directed towards the solution of this problem. I mean all Jewish thought in the last 400 years, 450 years. Anyone who reads the writings of the Maharal Meprag or the writings of any of the other great men, the writings of the Balei Musar, the writings of the great Hasidic masters, all their thoughts and all of their explanations and their Weltanschauung is to attempt to deal with this problem. And it is the central problem. It's not such a problem to us as we live in our homes and drive our automobiles and